his brother through Jungle. Mm-hmm. My Aunt Barbara, God bless her, she passed in 2008. She lived in Ravenswood Projects. That's the next project over from Queensbridge. Mm-hmm. I lived there a few years, but I've been going back and forth there since I was maybe 8, catching the train over there.
My house was always the place to be. My mother was like the, maybe like the engine to our family after my grandmother died. So we've been through a lot.
And you gotta think about it, Chet was like, we living in the projects, right? He the only one got a job. He working. I'm in the crib all day, in and out the crib, 100 niggas in the crib, 100 bitches in the crib, niggas trapping, smoking, drinking, we doing everything in the crib. Like, he at work, but he the nigga paying the rent, so it was like, it was a nasty time.
Especially going in the circumstance we were in the, you know, in the hood, I was, you know, working a new job and getting my life back together.
He had to, like, grow to see this shit was going to be something. Cause that me and that nigga used to go to beef. Like, that nigga was on me to get a job. I'm like, nigga, I can't get no job. I even tried. Like, I ain't even had no dress shoes. I used to take that nigga's shoes, tight ass shoes, would catch the train, Jamaica, everywhere, like, doing, like, little job, trying to, like, just to tell a nigga, nah, I went on two shits today. I filled out this application. Never got hired. But then I had so many homies around me telling me I could rap, telling me I was nice. Like, you know what I'm saying? From in B-more, Philly, I come back home to New York, I'll be in the hood rapping. Niggas be like, yo, that shit hard. Like, so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm about to take this shit serious. And then my man AJ had the studio set up. He had the plug with DJ Ill Will. So I actually had an outlet to, like, do it and see what it did. Like, all right, let's cook something up, and then we can put it out. Like,
and so I had a small music studio on my college campus, and I was like, yo, let's get in there and mess around.
So every night I'd be done with basketball practice, whatever I had to do for the day, and I'd go fuck with him. And me and that shit record, he'd be recording me.
Didn't really know what the fuck to do, but I was like, this kid is too good to not at least give it a shot.
When I told him I wanted to do the rap shit, I was like, he was like, what name you gonna go with? I'm like, Rebel.
He was going by Rebel at that point in time, an artist name that I felt like wasn't going to do him justice. I felt it was limiting. So one night, I remember it vividly. I was in my college dorm room. I was in bed, and I was just thinking about artists over the years that had really excelled in the game, folks that are timeless, that are still with us here today, that are at the top of their game.
He like, man, he was like, you should use your name, bro. Like something, David something, Dave something. Like,
government names seem to work. If you can really hit it on the money and you have a great career, government names work. So I'm like, Dave. The plan was after school, he was going to go back home, New York, try and take over the city. I'm like, if you're going to do that, man, you're going to go for the money. Let's just take it all. Dave East. Let's associate the East Coast with you, bro.
And he was like, he was like, East. I'm like, you know, I kept saying that shit. I was writing that shit down. I was saying that shit in the Clue voice, Flex voice. I kept saying that shit to myself. I'm like, nah, that shit sound hard. At this point, I'm done with ball. I'm all the way out of school. Like, you know what I'm saying? For me, for a minute, it was like, it was cool because I ain't had to wake up for class no more. I ain't had to fucking hear these coaches talk they shit. I was out of that whole loop. The shit that I was trying to, like, get away from. So, and on top of being back in the hood, I'm watching everybody I just was hooping with on fucking SportsCenter and ESPN. I'm watching this shit like, damn, like, I'm back. I was just there last month, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that shit was like a super wake-up call for a nigga, like, life real, bro. Like, you gotta wake up and figure out what the fuck you gonna do, because look how quick that shit could just breeze. Like, that shit just breezed away. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was gone. Like, I ain't been on the team since. That was 2009, you know what I'm saying? And then when that shit ended, it hurt. So I had to find something to kind of cover that shit up. And it happened to be rap.
The state or fact of continuing to live or exist, typically in spite of an accident, ordeal, or difficult circumstances. To live for, but somehow the human instinct for survival overcame all the odds. Survival.
In and out. All right, come on.
All I know, I plan the trip for my head as we all could go.
Yeah.
I grew up with fiends, this gun in my jeans. I'm going to run the play, no audible. What the fuck is you calling for? Just wanted to shine, I couldn't get on my roll. I couldn't get money for bail, just trying to prevail on Barbara, I want it all. Scrappy hit me from the jail, asking about Kyrie when we on the call. I was surviving. I've been at bitches way before I heard of Nicki, I was menaging. I bad niggas trying to clip me, thankful just to see the horizon.
Fuck.
Just me and Shooter in the Uber, pull up on them niggas surprised. Demons won't let go of my conscience, what I'm ducking the knocks for. Why they kill Freaky, the fuck they kill Mark for? That's on my heart tour. Mama was struggling while I'm in the park for. Back up to my arm sore, red carpet, every event need an encore. Always was standing out, see my first gun, eating at my grandma house. You ain't putting us on world star, somebody getting shot, you pull them cameras out. My homie had a good job, then he got robbed, said he in the scamming now.
Fuck.
I ain't giving niggas
enough.
Samples, only thing I'm giving out. We've been cool since like 16. Money got them looking at me different now. You hit my chains when I make a song. I couldn't wait, they was ticking long. It be going right, they try to make it wrong. All this money I could put a hater on. Detroit pimping got my gators on. I told her to pull up no makeup on.
No makeup.
Mommy from Yemen can make a bomb.
Let's go, people.
This from the heart, I hope they don't take it wrong.
Yes,
if you got right with a road,
y'all know what time it is, baby. The boom bap syndicate.
Only play the crib when the cable on.
Survival
is more
than
an hour.
So that boy helped come up with his name, huh?
Yeah, when he was in college.
That's crazy, bro.
Whole life changed when I made a song.
Dave East, nigga.
Dave East. He said, let's take over the East Side, then.
He said, let's take over the East Side. Let's go get that money, man. The East Coast, man.
Indeed.
Well,
I like it. Another docuseries. You know they're doing it right.
Doing it right.
Doing it right.
And exact.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yep.
When I see that, I just see how long, man. I see all the time, you know, like we were saying in the elevator earlier, is like all the time that you put in that people don't see.
100%.
Other people don't see it. Even, and they don't know if you're doing other stuff, or you're in school, or you're playing ball, or you work a job, or you do this, or you got, you know, you're taking care of this, or they don't know your situation. They only see the results.
100%, bro. They don't see unless they're close to you, they don't see the practice.
Yeah, they don't see the practice. That's right.
They don't see the practice.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We are talking about practice.
Yeah, we're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
You know? Talking about practice, man.
Because, you know, trust me, man, it takes time to make, it takes time to be great.
Indeed.
But you gotta at least believe in yourself, for lack of better words, you know what I mean, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you are. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that you are, it's that you are it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are it no matter what, you know? And it's like, the man just, he gives his, he, you know? I watched another interview where, you know, with Angie and Maino, and he's talking about, or Maino even said, he's like, man, this nigga's in the studio so much.
Yeah. He's talking about Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has so much unreleased music, you know what I mean? Like, and so that's why he's, you know, if he could, he probably put out like 8 projects a year.
Yeah. But like, actually, you know, shout out to Dave, because he is, you know, one of the big dogs doing it independent.
Now he's independent now.
Yep, he's independent now. So, I mean, he'll probably talk about it, but, you know, originally he signed to Nas.
Mass Appeal.
Mass Appeal, yep.
And Def Jam.
And then did, it was a collaborative deal with Def Jam, and I think Mass Appeal was still involved in it.
Probably, yeah.
And then after his Def Jam run, he went independent in 2023. So he'd been independent for about 3 years now. And look at how much work he's put out in the last 3 years.
Crushing it.
You know, there's no limit to what he can do. Like, yo, no one can tell you. You put out only one album in the next 10 months.
Yeah, and he's talking about, oh, this is what the... You know, because the labels are like, no, you got to put out this commercial music. And
yeah.
Like, what? Nigga, suck your mother, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yo, that's the thing, right? It's like, when you get signed, to all you artists who want to get big record, like, you know, you want to get a record deal, right? And a record deal is literally only them. No, I won't say only, but the record deal is the label owns your recording, your recording masters, right? And if they provide the producers to make your beats, then they also collect on the composition copyrights. You know what I'm saying? Because when somebody creates the beat, they get a large percentage of the copyright, right? And then the artist gets the copyrights for the melody and the lyric if that's what he made, right? So if you got these artists that ain't even making that stuff, and the art and the labels are hiring songwriters, which we know they are, right? You ain't even really seeing none of that money. And then so when it comes to publishing, right? Because the publishing deals with the copyrights, right? The composition copyrights. So they can take that, right? And they can go shop it to, you know, sync licenses, right? Movies, commercials, that type of thing, right? And if they want to remake, you know, if they want to remake your song, right, in a commercial, right, then they own the like, depending on the deal, because, like, an exclusive, like, if it's just a, a cooperative deal, then, you know, you pay a publishing company a certain percentage, right? And then, you know, it might even be like you take 80, they take 20. Who knows their incentive to, like, really shop it, though, right?
Right.
Then if you have, like, more of an exclusive deal, they might ask for a certain percentage of the copyright, and they'll ask for a certain percentage of, you know, what gets made. And then when you have, like, a, then you might have the next level, and that's really where, and it's called an assigned publishing deal. And that means that you sign over everything and you're fucked, okay? You're fucked. You'll never, unless there is a clause that says reverse. You know what I'm saying? So they'll own that for the rest, for the, they can own that for the rest of the, your life. And then you're dead. And then when their fucking grandbabies is owning the label, they're still eating off of you. Right? Because you assigned over everything. So y'all niggas gotta look out for that shit in your contract. You know what I mean?
Don't do that shit.
Right? But yeah, what I was basically going with that is that not only did I want to share something with y'all, but, you know, that's probably what he had, like, some sort of, because if when he was initially signed to Mass Appeal, right, his clause might have said, he might have had a clause that said that he can actually, maybe you know, you could use distribution through Def Jam, you know what I mean? Or there's some sort of collaborative deal, you know what I mean? Because oftentimes, you know, you can't do that as an artist. They'll put that in the contract, like, you can't work with other labels. Right? So, yeah, man, you know, but it's like politics, bro. Same bird, two different wings, you know what I mean? And you got the head and the tail, right?
Indeed. That shit gets deep.
It does get deep.
It gets deep. So that's what I mean. Shout out to him for, you know, breaking free of that. And being completely independent. It's a lot more power.
100%.
It is a lot more power.
He talked about that too, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to get into some more music for the folks.
100%, man. You already know what we do. We're going to go into the gift of God.
Let's get
with Dave East to start off the next round. Blah.
In the closet, look out on the roof. You say you a killer nigga we want some proof. Who you stabbed, who you shot, who you fought, nigga? Frank White was the only king in New York, nigga. Thinking the bully made me stop eating pork, nigga. Don't keep the pistol far, shit, I got the gift of God. Young and I'm ignorant, ain't got no time for middlemen. Black and with no middles, and say hello to my little friend. Porsche box, 911, my shit. Knock a Morphe on the phone, I get his cellular hit. Embellish the strip, hustle where even felons get hit. Pelican bricks from Haiti, I'm ahead of the list. Reading Forbes in the airport, thinking all the niggas I lost and wasn't prepared for. Running to my legs sore, red stripe for breakfast, hit the dirty for some waffles. Indictments got me nervous, cause when they got you, they got you. Talking to Malik in my sleep like Freaky, what's up with you? He told me, D-boy, none of these niggas fucking with you. I agree, no questions, I'ma just squeeze. That same bitch you love and I fucking then I just leave. It's something on my waist, couple hundred under my sleeve. From holding bundles to D, my life 100 degrees. Cash in the stash box under the rug. Open up the cabinet, it's nothing but drugs. Guns in the closet, look out on the roof. You say you a killer, nigga, we want some proof. Who you stab, who you shot, who you fought, nigga? Frank Wright was the only king in New York, nigga. Thinking the bully made me stop eating pork, nigga. Don't keep the pistol far, shit, I got the gift of God. We was rocking Nordica, go against the family. When I get you, I'ma torture you, then let Rob put the fork in you. I got the band, them shots sound like an orchestra. Left them floating in the East River, guess that's New York for you. Line you up, let a bad bitch get your head twisted. Mad at your wife, be fucking with me, she giving head different. You notice that, my finger itching, that's just over scratch. Load the Mac. Nah, it ain't Thursday shots, we throw them back. I'm special like Ed, feel like I got it made. My only interest in living is shit that got me paid. Put rat poisoning in the sandwich that Aki made. Them store niggas loving me, we kicking it, no soccer play. Sour in the air, so potent the odor. Ralph Lauren camouflage, I'm rolling with soldiers. I love the action, you the type that be hoping it's over. Got a full clip on that bullshit, Joakim Noah. Cash in the stash box under the rug. Open up the cabinet, it's nothing but drugs. Guns in the closet, look out on the roof. You say you a killer, nigga, we want some proof. Who you stab, who you shot, who you fought, nigga? Frank White was the only king in New York, nigga. Thinking the bully made me stop eating pork, nigga. Don't keep the pistol far, shit, I got the...
I can see millions, foreigners. I can see myself getting a lot of money. I can see the condo, Miami.
I can see me in a sports car on 16th, shots of brown at the sports bar. At 16, I was hiding report cards. Now I see myself getting where I'm going, no OnStar. GPS for that money, got the directions. Monday night, hit the strip joint and cop a section. Niggas ain't fighting no more, we got some weapons. Do it for the culture, I really come from the essence. Essence magazine, brown skin. Cousin from the Heights, she told me he got some pounds in. City out in Brooklyn, he be back uptown around 10. Mad traffic in the crib, going through it with housing. If I get evicted, play my bitch crib. You don't want no drama, niggas, pop up where your kids live. Set up where your wife work. I be dressed like I'm just coming, see if your life work. Shooter do it just cause he love me, nigga, that's light work. I see me in that ghost with a lot of smoke. I see me getting low, if you gotta go, kill him. I see me in that foreign, see me with that Gucci umbrella when it's pouring, that's how I see it. I see me with connects from the motherland, backwood in my left, pistol in my other hand. I see me on the Forbes list, see me in them Porsches, still rocking all white Forbes.
I rock tuxes, busters, clusters cover my watches, drop mustard color, foreign cars and garages. Only queens I fuck with, Celine clutches, my bitch, bullet holes to my foes, side chick got a side chick, hunter green Nikes, they don't like me. I see niggas cuffing they lady when they sight me. Back with blowing, yak be poin', it's nothing. I'm rap, Benjamin Button, Nasty Don, Rich Millie on the arm. Been literally rich since 9-6, still where to hit my enemies with a tech and 9-6. Exotic materials on the neck and fly whips. I was fresh out the jacks, decked out the depth. Y'all witnessed it, I can fill you with real millionaire shit. Cargo, front lawn like a dealership. Who I rep, 10th Street, 12th Street, plus the Vernon family. And that's where the end word. You see me in that ghost with a lot of smoke.
See it.
I see me getting low, if you gotta go.
See it.
You see me in my foreign, see me with that Margiela umbrella when it's pouring. That's how I see it.
I see me with connects from the motherland. Backwood in the left, cash in my other hand. See, I'm truer in the Forbes list. See me in the Porsche, still rocking them 84 Jordans.
I see me in Dubai, me and Buddha high. Buddha. Moving pies, I still see his mother through the sky. I see tan lines, models, haters be anti. I was smoking Graham Dimes, playing Foster with Franchise. I see myself in that GQ magazine. I was low, nobody in the streets knew I had a fiend. He had a green Honda Civic, parked it on my block. I could drive it for days, just made sure he had a rock. Waking up, smoking Kush, I could see the envy. Weed and Henny, that's the reason it's evil in me. I want it all, I ain't letting them keep a penny. I see me slumped in that Bentley, bumping the best of Biggie. Shouts to Philly, I see me and Freaky laughing. I see nothing to Porsche, I see Lil and the Aston. I can see the city from a penthouse view. Married to the streets, the avenue just said I do. I see me in that ghost with a lot of smoke. See it. I see me getting low if you gotta go. See it. I see me in that foreign. See me with that Gucci umbrella when it's pouring. That's how I see it. Gucci. I see me with connects from the motherland. Backwood in my left, pistol in my other hand. I see me on the Forbes list. See me in them Porsches. Still rocking all white forces.
That's just how I see myself. Ask me how I see them. I see myself in 5 years. Rich nigga.
I get him back and you think I could fly. No, I'm a Gemini, good with the signs. Said you a Libra, I think we compatible. When I get moody, you give me some time. Said you're not into the internet games. As soon as I leave you, you get back online. Only way I could describe you is fine. I put on Eve, she said love is blind. Somehow I see how you stay on my line. The bed in my head, you lay on my mind. I hope that you're comfortable, I got a blunt or two. We can roll up and go right to the moon. As soon as I pull up, go right to the room. The way that you smell put me right in the mood. Smelling your hair, I love your conditioning. I know that the neighbors is listening. Body on body, I'm biting and kissing it. You be on time and whenever I mention it, rubbing your shoulders with lotion. The way that you breathe, can tell that you open. Lay on your stomach and bite on that pillow. Don't care if they hear you, we about to get closer. Grab on your head while I stroke you. Pretty brown eyes, I'm part of the coach. You belong on a poster. Put on the condition, we talk when it's over.
Pretty brown eyes, you're all I need. Baby, you switched up the vibe. When you're wasting all my time and you fucked up my vibe. Pretty brown eyes, said you're full of disguises.
Let's get back to the basics. 11. We came from here, ain't half the visit was native, not pilgrims. Native. If that love don't help them grow, I bet you that hater convinced them. You seen it, you seen it. I was speeding, my angle was different. I'm just praying the gang get acquitted. Like day to day, that life get boring. Should've been the same for a minute. Same. Like you ain't tell, but still you hang with the witness. Nigga, you denim. I'm the same one that got it. Got came it. From changing my pocket. My pack to Copenhagen. Me and Shooter exchanging them dollars. I know they told me to keep it calm, but I came with the wild. Almost went insane in the projects. Not from San Fran, but I came with some niners. Bottle after bottle, I drink till I'm drunk. Pull we sending hollow after hollow. You violate, it's time to duck. Motto after motto, I'm tired, not trying to fuck. We from the bottom and got it up. It's all hustle, that's not no luck. No luck. Bottle after bottle, I drink till I'm drunk.
Get a bottle.
We sending hollow after hollow. You violate, it's time to duck.
Shit up, nigga.
Motto after motto, I'm tired, not trying to fuck. We from the bottom and got it up. It's all hustle, that's not no luck.
Yeah.
It's your big brother, HBD. Don't start with me, man. See, I told you, man, Dave inspired, nigga, man, for real, bro. He inspired.
For real, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Straight up, B.
Hard.
We was Dirty Lobby Boys. We was Dirty Lobby Boys. Maserati toys, black Barbies on the oys. Y'all niggas act roid, looking like Dan. Getting money, man, it's always been a plan.
Always.
Yeah, my shorty named Stacy. I don't fuck with niggas that's like Kevin Spacey. Y'all spacey, smoking too much dro. Better bring back yourself down to the land of... Oh. That was stupid life. Oh. Kevin Spacey, fuck you. How about you sick fuck? Yo, pardon my language on the radio, but this is late night, eh? But we got no love for Kevin Spacey.
I heard
Kevin Spacey was so bad that they had to kick him off Epstein's Island.
Oh.
Do you know who Kevin Spacey is?
No, I don't. Sounds like a fucking...
Bro, this nigga is like...
Dirtbag, though.
This nigga... Bro, you have to be a dirty, dirty boy to get kicked off of Epstein Island, you know.
Yeah,
okay?
Something like a demon.
Like, bro, that's beyond demon. You know what I mean? Whatever beyond demon is, right? Because them all demons then.
He the beyond demon.
Yo, listen.
He needs to get exterminated.
Yo, nigga. That nigga needs to get, you know, like a Dragon Ball, right? If you had a Dragon Ball, you'd wish that he never got born. So he can never come back. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, he's like a long time actor. You know what I'm saying? Like you know him. Trust me. Kevin Spacey in a lot of, if you seen any like 90s movies, you ever seen the movie Hollow Man?
No.
Oh,
I know this guy's face.
Yeah, man. He's in Usual Suspects. Shit, man. I think Kevin Spacey was in Tremors too. Like, but yo, they say he's a sick fuck. If you got kicked off of Epstein's Island, bro, like, people say he was chopping up babies, like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, real sick shit.
Yeah.
And then, listen. They say, yeah, there's four shorties that were going to court for sexual assaults and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They all died.
Huh.
Four dudes
for this guy?
Yeah. Four dudes he raped.
Yeah, he looked like a demon for sure.
Yo, God.
You could tell, bro.
Yo, God. Especially when he was younger.
His eyes and shit?
Yeah,
when he's smiling?
Yeah. He looked like a light, right?
He's got nothing in those eyes.
Right? Are you looking at an older picture?
I'm looking at an array of pictures.
Yeah, when he was younger, bro, he looked like a straight demon.
Oh. Hold on. Don't touch man. Carriage, yeah, we don't fuck with this that over here, car. Boom Bap Syndicate, man.
Nigga, I'm telling you, be like...
It's fucking swine right there.
Yo, G.
We don't do the swine.
You know what I mean? Talking about being on a plane with Chris Tucker, Clinton, Epstein, his dirty little girl, Maxwell, there.
Mm.
And there was a bunch of young girls on the plane. And Kevin Spacey's on this Piers Morgan interview, and he's like, yeah, I never asked Epstein for anything, and I actually think it's quite it was quite bad for the president to be on a plane with these young girls while they're going to where? Africa. Sick fucks. You know what I mean? And you wonder why people feel the way they feel towards certain people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some niggas on demon shit, bro. I used to love Chris. Bro, Chris Tucker, man. How can I even watch Rush Hour anymore? Knowing that nigga's a part of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nigga.
You can't.
That's so whack. Because I love fucking Rush Hour, bro. That's a fire movie.
Probably,
all three.
Yeah, I know, man. That was the first movies that I seen. Because my pops would show me those ones.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, man.
So funny, man. Like,
funny as fuck, man.
You know, the first one, he shoots the fucking car and it blows up. And he's like, and he turns around, does this little, you know what I mean? Like,
he's doing the traffic patrol and he's like listening to Mike Jackson.